Hi, welcome to Together Equal, Diversity Made Simple, hosted by me, Sarah Ebmash.
And me, Andrew Milne.
We'll be talking to guests about their diversity journey and asking them to share one simple tip towards making the workplace more diverse, equal and inclusive. Today we're going to hear from Sadie Elford, Head of People at Skin & Me. Sadie has over a decade of people experience with companies such as Cambridge Audio and Currency Cloud prior to joining startup Skin & Me as Head of People. Hi Sadie, thanks for joining us. It's lovely to speak with you today.
Hi, hello, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you. Before we go into everything, would you like to give us a little bit of background in your own words?
Yes, of course. Okay, so as we've said, my name is Sadie. I am currently the head of people for a company called Skin & Me. I've been in the HR or people space for around 13 years now. And my background is mainly sort of within the startup space. I just love early startups. Going in, building out the culture, that feeling of, you know, we're all in it together, all hands on deck. And I was at my last company, Currency Cloud, which is where I know you lovely people from, which is a fintech. And I was there for around 7 years until we went through an acquisition a few years back and were bought by Visa. And so I was keen to get back into the startup space. So, yeah, I now work at Skin & Me. Very different sector, obviously within the skincare space, but so interesting and really exciting. So, yeah, that's a bit about me.
Lovely, thank you. So, Sadie, can you tell us what diversity means to you?
Yeah, I think ultimately, to me, it's basically making life a lot more interesting, right? Like, how boring would it be if we all just had to work with people that were all exactly the same, or we all just spent our lives with people that were all exactly the same? So, you know, ultimately, like, great companies and successful businesses are made up of a mix of ideas and thoughts and way of doing things that you just won't get if you employ people that are all the same. Like, how much more interesting and how much more exciting is it to work with people from different cultures, different ages, different backgrounds? And more than that, it's like their upbringing, their experience. It's just, for me, like, diversity is all about, like I said, just making life so much more interesting, and seeing different points of view, different ways of doing things, different ideas, and bringing that to the table. And I think you can't be successful and you can't run an awesome company and have a great culture without having that mix. It would just be, in my opinion, super boring if that was the case. So yeah, that's what diversity means to me.
I think you're absolutely right. It makes things a lot more interesting. And there are so many statistics out there that say that a diverse company is a more successful company on so many different levels. Thank you for that. So the reason we're here to talk about your top tip to make the workplace a much more diverse and inclusive place, what is it?
So for me, I would say it's all about making it a priority. Like, make sure you're talking about it. As a business, make sure it's on the agenda. Make sure it continues to be on your agenda and it doesn't, you know, I appreciate that we're all crazy busy, right? And especially in a startup, people have got a million and one things that they need to be doing. But you have to ensure that your diversity and your inclusion policies are really a priority. And another thing I say as well is, like, make sure you're educating not only your people, but you as well. You know, I don't profess to be an expert in this area. And so for me, it's all about, like, making sure that not only I'm educating myself, but we're then educating our workforce as well and making sure that we all know what we're talking about. And ultimately, I think from the education piece and the training side of things, it's like, make it fun, make it interesting. Like, I'm fully aware that if you get, you know, an online training course from your HR team around D&I and it's compulsory, that's probably not going to get people excited. It's probably not going to get them engaged with it. And they'll be like, oh, you know, another bit of training from the people team that I'm being made to do. Like, what is this now? So how can you make it fun? How can you make it interesting? How can you make it relatable to your people? And we're doing something a bit different this week at Skin and Me. I'm very excited about it. We've got a drag act coming in on Friday night. And she is going to be doing a D&I quiz and basically tying in her whole drag act around D&I, which I just think is awesome because everyone's really excited about it. Everyone's like, yeah, I can't wait. You know, it's going to be a really cool event. So you're kind of ticking two boxes, right? You're having like the fun element, but you're also educating people about it, and people are excited about it, and people are going to be talking about it. So I think it's like, think outside the box. Like, what can you do to really kind of make sure that people are engaged with this? People are excited about it. People want to learn more. They're like, how can I learn more about this? So yeah, I appreciate that's more than one tip, isn't it? But sorry, I went off on one.
I think they're both very related, though, educating people and yourself and making it interesting. So it's making the education interesting. I would say that was one tip. You said about thinking outside the box. That's a brilliant idea, the drag act. How did you think of that? I mean, I wouldn't even know how to begin to think about that.
Do you know what? It was great how it happened, because essentially we have a culture club at Skin and Me, which sort out, you know, fun events throughout the year to make sure that we're all kind of coming together and getting to know each other. We're a fast growth startup, so it's like, you know, new people every month, so it's making sure that we can all get to know one another and learn more about each other and not just kind of be a face and without a name. So it's all about like, okay, how can we learn more about each other outside of work? So yeah, Culture Club kind of came up with the idea of like, why don't we have a drag event? And of course, being a HR or people person, my first reaction was, oh, I'm not sure about that. Like, I've been to a few drag events myself outside of work, and I, you know, they can be a little bit close to the mark, and we don't want to upset anyone, we don't want to offend anyone. So I'm a bit concerned about this, but we actually found a company that does like corporate drag events, so very kind of, you know, prepared for that environment. And we were introduced to a drag queen called Crayola, who we spoke to on the phone, and they just assured us that it would be fun, but it would also be very educational, and she really concentrates more on that D&I side of things and has a real passion about it herself, so wants to educate other people on it. So it was a bit of you know, it just sort of happened, but I was like, yeah, what a great thing. But yes, it's on Friday, so I'll let you know how it goes. Very excited.
That sounds like a good night out. Well, I say a good night out, but a good night in the office, very safe fun, which is all great and accessible. So you're kind of taking steps to make things accessible for everyone in the company. Having taken those steps and, you know, got external opinions and so on, how do you go about measuring the success of what you've done, you know, within the teams to justify what you're doing to the C-suite, for example?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you have to look at your overall workforce, and as you said, in particular your C-suite or your leadership team, and in particular, like, okay, looking at your promotions, who gets promoted in your business, and making sure that the equity is really at the heart of those decisions, and making sure that you've got that robust and fair process in place that supports everyone's individual needs. Ultimately, I think it's about listening to your people as well, you know, taking that feedback on board and making sure that you act on it. It is not enough that you just survey. You know, we do a survey every 6 months. Okay, great, tick box, done. But then wouldn't it's so much worse if you just do it and then you don't do anything about it? Like, you actually have to do something with it. And ultimately, I think measuring success for me is not around getting bogged down with kind of hitting quotas, especially when recruiting. I would say to hiring managers, like, hire the right person for the role. Take everything else out of the equation and just make sure that you're bringing in the right person for that role who's going to succeed. I think if you start getting bogged down too much with quotas, you'll end up making the wrong decision for the business. And it's definitely something I think you should keep an eye on, and you should make sure that you're monitoring to a point. But I think if you're like, I must hit this certain quota, you get yourself in all sorts of trouble with that, and it can end up actually doing more harm than good, I think. So definitely in terms of measuring success, it's keeping an eye on it, making sure that your processes and everything is fair, keeping an eye particularly on that leadership team, particularly on your promotion, who are you promoting in the business, but not getting bogged down with those quotas.
And do you feel the leadership team are equally as passionate about your endeavours as the entire company? Like, are they willingly getting involved, you know, showing up and being present to all the events and all the training that you offer? Or do they just take the opinion, you know, it's getting done by some sort of department?
Yeah, our whole leadership team is definitely on board with this. It's something that definitely as a company we are passionate about. Yeah. Essentially, I think that the leadership team is definitely on board with it and understands the need and understands the importance. But like everyone, and like I was saying before, it's about educating yourself, right? And making sure that not only your workforce, but your leadership team has that education as well. And they're not excluded from that, you know. It's not like we're going to do some training but you don't have to come. It's no, we're all in this together, and we all need to be having that continuous education. It's not like let's do one D&I event or let's do one bit of training, tip, right, let's not do anything for like 3 years. Like, it's got to be continuous, it's got to be ongoing.
The onboarding training and that's it, you're now D&I inclusive. That's
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Box tick, next question. Yeah. Exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
So it sounds like part of the you talked about educating yourself, and part of that is putting yourself out of your comfort zone, a bit like your event that you have planned on Friday.
Yeah.
It's because we talk a lot about making yourself comfortable, having uncomfortable conversations.
Yeah, I think ultimately you have to, right, in order to make sure that you are keeping up to date with what you should be, and making sure that, you know, ultimately you want great people to be attracted to your company, and you want your awesome people to stay. And if they don't feel comfortable, they don't feel represented, they don't feel like they have a voice, then you're not doing a job. And I kind of take that on myself as well as head of people. Like, that's part of my role, and people should feel that way no matter where they work. That's super important to me.
Sadie, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you today. Thanks so much for your time. And thank you, listeners. Make sure you tune in to our next episode of Together Equal, Diversity Made Simple.